This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ruh-roh, going to be in trouble with the ladies tonight, Super Don. Look out. He's like, Robert Scott Bell attacked women doctors. He doesn't like female doctors. You can hear it. You saw me. I warmed up on Periscope. For those of you who are able to catch it, I am really, I don't know if livid is the right word, but I saw this story earlier today. It's on Slate.com. And you can link up. It'll be up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. The Slate, isn't that a leftist rag of some kind? Isn't it known
I believe it is.
Politically left side of things? And it was titled The Vaccination Double Standard. What is the vaccination double standard? I wondered as I read it. And then it became very obvious that this was an article, if not written or by or ghostwritten by, two pediatric medical doctors who happen to be female, Phoebe Day Danziger and Rebecca Diamond. And you know what? I get this, understand this boorish behavior from men. Don't excuse it, but you can sort of go, okay, they're just men being men, right? And what am I talking about? It's like, you know, men would say, you know, just kill them all if they don't agree with me, right? You know, you're just like, let's force them to agree with us. Convert them or die.
Rub
right?
some dirt on it. Come on.
Right. And you know, these are two female doctor, pediatricians, who are saying there's no good way to convince anti-vaxxers of the truth, so it's time to make vaccination mandatory for all kids. And I said, these are women? These are not women. This is what women don't think like this, do they? I mean, call me if I'm wrong, but I think of women and I think of femininity. Granted, we all have aspects of femininity and masculinity in all of us, okay? There's not 100% masculine male. There's not 100% feminine female. There's always varying percentages, okay? I'll acknowledge that, and I'm not getting into transgender stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the energies, the spiritual energies that flow through us. We live in the worlds of dark and light. We live in the worlds of right and wrong, black and white, all of that. The worlds of duality. So we have aspects of ourselves that, you know, you might want to go, well, I'm old man. I don't have anything feminine. You know, like, no, just stop it. We all have elements of creation within us. Now, the question is, have women doctors abandoned their roots in womandom, femininity, or man and woman? Does woman have to do with the womb? Okay, so there is a distinction, there is a difference. I know the Democrats are all about there's no difference between men and women. I don't want to go there. Every bathroom that they have, I don't know if this is true, Super Don, but every bathroom that they have in Philadelphia is unisex. You can go wherever you want. Is that true?
That's the first I've heard of that.
I've read it, but I don't say that everything I read is the truth. I've just seen it reported. Maybe they're exaggerating, but maybe not. I won't put it past... put it past what's going on in Philadelphia right now. But these two women have just said, you know what, we can't convince the people who don't believe in vaccinations to believe in them. So you know what, we should make it mandatory for all kids. And it's like, are these women, I don't know if they're mothers, And I posited that if they are, they had cows or calves. They didn't have human babies because their perception of the, you know, humans as cattle is very clear to me. With their emphasis on herd immunity. You ladies had calves. You didn't have human babies if you believe that every child should be forced vaccinated despite what their parents believe. There is no family sanctity, family sovereignty. There is no religious freedom, spiritual freedom, philosophical freedom in the minds of these quote-unquote women. Phoebe Day Danziger and Rebecca Diamond. I pray that they will write and renounce their movement to the dark side of masculinity. Again, there's a good side to masculinity as well, but that is not when you force everybody to believe what you believe or else. That's not a good trait of masculinity, within masculinity, much less a woman who has abandoned all femininity to become a doctor and then say, you know what, we've just got to force this on children. Women, you should be throwing them out of womanhood, if that's possible. They're not honorary anything anymore at this point. It's not human, you know, unless we take into consideration the evil that humans do to other humans. But why would they do that? These women are now part of a church of pharmaceutical mysticism with the vaccination dogma that is inherent with it or to it. And they believe that your children are their children, are the government's children, are the doctor's children, but not your children, in fact.
Well, it takes a village, right?
It takes a village. You know, we can make jokes about villages of idiots. I mean, these people are learned. They're not stupid. You know, they have to. Well, what do I say about doctors? They are programmable. They're very programmable. In order for them to do what they do, they have to put the pharmaceutical horse blinders on their eyes and not see everything. Because if they begin to see everything from a 360-degree viewpoint, they look in the mirror and they don't like what they see. And they're going to have to take a lot of drugs to divorce themselves from the evils that they visit on children, in this case, forced vaccination. You can read this story, but it hit me, you know, it was a gut punch. It's a gut punch. And ladies, if I'm getting this wrong, you tell me. But I feel like in order to become a very vaulted, exalted medical doctor, women have to suppress their femininity. Because the medical monopoly is male-dominated even by women who are in it. And the few women who do survive it, if they achieve the highest heights like a so-called Julie Gerberding, you won't see much femininity exuding from her being. Going to work after, you know, basically helping to cover up the link between the MMR vaccine and autism in her tenure at the CDC, and then taking a cushy, well-paying job in the $5 billion Merck vaccine division. I need to take a deep breath. I need some CBD tonight, Super Donna. This story has just got me. You know, okay, you know, I get it when men doctors are boorish and obstinate and turds, you know. But when the women do it, maybe I'm just old school.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing really new in what she's saying here that we haven't heard from the other folks that are in that same camp. You know, she goes on to talk about, well, you know, the science is settled. All the questions that have been raised about safety, efficacy, et cetera, they've already been asked and already been answered. And the science is sound. And so anybody who is questioning vaccination, anybody who might opt to do something different, they're simply uninformed. Or in this case, what she's saying is that it should be taken from right now, where people will look at it as people wanting to have philosophical beliefs or whatever, to be negligent. So this is now, which this person and a lot of people want to do is now move the goalpost here and make it so that if you decide that you don't like vaccines or if you choose not to vaccinate your children, you are now criminally negligent, okay? So, you know, what does that lead to? We've seen this before where they blur the lines on what is a parent's choice and negligence. I mean, CPS has got to be jumping for joy at the prospect of this whole thing.
Yeah, you want to talk about the numbers of medical kidnap victims there would
Imagine
be in
how
a society?
How many kids are going to be in the foster system if this ends up happening?
Yeah, I mean, these two ladies who are incompetent, if they are parents, and if they aren't, I understand why they're not, but they say competent parenting must include fully immunizing, which vaccines don't even do, all children according to the medical standard of care, which, by the way, ladies, you know, I really want to use foul language here. Just going to be honest with you, what's welling up inside me is a, and I'll let it go. I'll let it go on the commercial break. But until then, medical standard of care cannot be defined. Go ahead, try and define it, ladies. You ignore the fact that your exalted CDC, Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, profits off of the sale and distribution of these vaccines. And doctors themselves, pediatricians themselves, are getting monetary bonuses for having 100% compliance rates in their practices. Conflicts of interest abound. And, of course, the science is there to support what? Not the efficacy or safety, but just the opposite. Whether it be flu shots, whether it be measles, mumps, and rubella, whether it be DTP and DTAP, the freedom to dissent, the freedom to dispute the findings of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, these ladies are a danger to society. In fact, these two pediatrician physicians are more dangerous than any of the childhood diseases that they claim to be wanting to prevent by injection of toxic medicaments into your children without your consent. And I say it with all sincerity. They are more dangerous. Now, I'm not going to say they're more dangerous to your life because I don't think that they're intending to harm or kill you. That's not what I'm saying. But the fact of the matter is they are willing to pass laws based on their statements that would get your children stolen from you by the state, put into pharmaceutical wards of mandated injections. As I say, with substances that are so horrific, you wouldn't put them in a baby's bottle. What is this quote here? Who did they say this, Super Don?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
It is time to declare unequivocally that vaccination is a human right. No child should be denied a human right to be injected poisons, a mandate to inject experimental medicaments across the board to everyone the same way. This is medical collectivism. This, my friends, is evil personified in these two ladies. When we're in Ann Arbor, if I have time, Ty Bollinger, I might knock on their door and ask them some questions. Can you reject their female status at this point? Can that be reject? I don't know. Let me know.
People are doing that all over the country, from what I understand.
Oh, okay. They're probably both Democrats at this point, too. All right, folks, we'll be back. RobertScottBell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we'll see. You know what? We're going to have the balance of the female energy. That's the good, positive, loving, and nurturing energy this hour. Thank God. I need it. Joni Abbott will join us from Homegrown Health, and we'll talk about that. It'll make me happy again. You know, to love the ladies, right? And as I said, if I offended you and you're a female, maybe I didn't do a good enough job communicating clearly, or you're not listening. Because any woman who can say we need to vaccinate 100% of the children, even over the objection, religious or otherwise, of the parents, is no, I better leave this alone. It's just not going to go, it's not going to get any better. Wait, I'll wait till we go to Ann Arbor.
You gave it its due, I believe.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe we should go to a listener question.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one's coming from Laura. Thank you. All right, she says, Dear Robert, I am looking for supplements to take to reduce the size of thyroid nodules. The size of the nodules continue to increase over the last 2 years. I listen to your show every day, but have not heard you speak about nodules. I take selenium and chromium, as you suggest, each day. Thank you, Laura.
Ask a question real quick. What is a nodule? What does that mean? What is it? Is it cancerous? Is it a lump?
It's like a lump, but most of the time, they say 90% or more of the time, it's not cancerous, these nodules. Like, they could be little pea-sized things or smaller even, almost like fibrous tissue on the thyroid gland. And, you know, I haven't personally encountered a lot of it over the years, you know, working homeopathically. I know that when we deal with nodules or hard tissue anywhere in the body, you know, we're often dealing with toxins locally. Heavy metals play a role in that as the body tries to wall off certain things that don't belong there.
And, you know, the thing about this, it's a broad general question, Laura, and I don't have enough information from you specifically to know what may be the issue here and why, you know, it might be increasing as far as the size over the last 2 years. You mentioned selenium. You mentioned chromium. Are you doing the silica? Remember, the silica is the connective tissue mineral. And when we talk about things that are growing, they're often growing through connective tissue or causing tissue to be, you know, aberrant if it's become weakened. And so I don't know. You didn't mention it, so I don't know if you're on the silicon. Now, remember all of these things with thyroid. There's so much to do with thyroid. We had Dr. David Brownstein on when we were in Canada together, and I still wholeheartedly recommend his perspective and books. We've talked about the use of iodine, and you could use it in conjunction with homeopathic iodine, which is known as iodum, which is a great remedy for the, you know, it has a lot of indications. Obviously, with iodine's, desire to go right to the thyroid, it's very indicated for thyroid issues, iodum homeopathic. But also the thyroidinum, which is the glandular in homeopathic form, is a safe thing that you can take as well to help see if we can normalize the function of the thyroid. The question is, what kind of toxic burden are you carrying? Is it, you know, can we go to emotional burdens? Sure. Can we go to, you know, the fear of speaking, your voice, right? These things also impact the throat in terms of energies, if you will. Energies and chakras, the throat chakra, how it's impacted. I know I'm getting sort of esoteric, but what can I do? I'm going to be at the International Association for Near-Death Studies this week. You know, got to acknowledge that life is way more than just this physical body, although it is the body we inhabit while we're here, and we want to care for it, and we want to say, hey, something's going awry here. What can we do to remedy it? Selenium, of course. Essential fatty acids, you know, reducing any kind of inflammation, whether it be acute or chronic and autoimmune in nature, we want to look at that. And we've got to detoxify. Number one on the list, detoxify. Clean the colon, cleanse the arena that allows the toxins from the liver to dump out so they don't bioaccumulate and don't transit throughout the body and maybe go to a weak area for whatever reason. The thyroid may be weak. Could have been radiation exposure as a child or concurrently now with the background levels of radiation increasing. And if you're not taking, caliiodatum is potassium iodide, which you don't take in supplemental form unless there is a known nuclear contamination issue. But you can also take caliiodatum and see how you respond. Anyway, on the vaccine front, real quick, the flu vaccine, they're claiming that it's keeping diabetic people out of the hospital. But this is so ludicrous because the only thing the flu vaccine is designed to do, at least according to their admission, is to stimulate antibodies for a circulating influenza virus, which they really suck at. So for them to claim that it's keeping diabetic patients out of the hospital during flu season, if you read the study, it says no such thing. It's a stretch. It's a reach. And I will let you reach for that study. You can link through at robertscottbell.com. We've got Joni Abbott coming up talking about doulas and postpartum depression.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique powerful blend of probiotic strains coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Breathing deeper now, we're joined by Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health, and help me balance out the opening, talking about these female zombie pediatricians who think they should vaccinate every child, even if there's religious objection. And I'm thinking these women should be expelled from womanhood, Joni. What kind of woman would do that to another woman's child?
Well, not women I want to know, or not women I want to be a part of, and not women I certainly want to do business with. And that's the greatest thing about being an empowered woman, an enlightened woman, and somebody who is educated and knows her worth and knows her power and is in tune with her own divine femininity. Somebody like that would not want to do that to somebody else's child. And thank goodness that we do still have these choices that we can make. It's just sad that women want to embrace some kind of like false authority too, mm-hmm. to take over the another woman's child or another man's child or anybody yeah. else's child. I mean, I can't imagine making a decision like that for someone else's kid.
I've said it many times over the years that women who want to be medical doctors, in order to be really successful medical doctors, they have to eschew some of their femininity. Sometimes all of it, in the case of these two lady doctors up in Ann Arbor, in my opinion. And that's not an anti-woman thing to say. It's just an acknowledgement of the medical monopoly is male dominated. The energy, it's dominating energy. It's ego energy. It's about, you know, frightening people into doing what they're told to do. Now, is this an indictment of 100% of every doctor that's a man? No. But the paradigm that the training, you know, is up in, it just beats the living tar out of your feminine side, and that's for men, too.
Well, it does. We live in a patriarchal society, and I've seen this happen to women where they have to completely disconnect from their nurture. They have to disconnect from their mothering instincts. They have to completely disconnect from anything that helps them see things from a place of love, nurture, equality, respect. It's like they have to flip a switch and shut it off in order to be hard in their heart and not have compassion and empathy.
Hmm. Well, you talk about the mothering energy, and that's something that, you know, you bring everywhere you go as a super mom as well, and proponent for home birthing and midwives and doulas and all of that stuff. And I know you wanted to talk about postpartum depression, the reality of it. It's not a Prozac deficiency. I've often said, you know, you have evidence of mineral deficiencies postpartum as well. There's genuine endocrine shifts that are very, very impactful on the body and the emotions of the female. So, you know, there's a lot at play here. But what's going on in terms of the medical view and the view of having a doula, somebody that can help talk these women or comfort these women through the postpartum time frame?
Well, postpartum is such, you know, a nurturing, needful time for both mom and baby to be born. I mean, a baby is being born, but a mother is also being born. A father is also being born. A family is also being born. And we don't have the support here in our country that postpartum mothers need in order to feel adequate, to feel like they know what they're doing, to feel supported, and to feel nurtured through the process of becoming a mother for the very first time. It's a very in and out process. You know, if a woman hopefully chooses to breastfeed because it's, you know, the best thing for baby and even for her body as well in recovery, if she so chooses to do that, you know, the lactation consultant in and out, filling those beds in and out, getting her out of the hospital as quickly as possible. And she gets at home with the baby and really almost has no support and doesn't know what to do. So then she, you know, ends up formula feeding and giving away her power and not being able to make it through that rite of passage of postpartum. Now, in my home birthing world, we look at pregnancy as being 9 months in, 9 months out, and actually postpartum being the fourth trimester in our pregnancy, because it's still a growth period. It's still a growth process, not only for mom physically, emotionally, mentally, but also for baby. And the needs of the baby changes, and getting used to being outside of the womb is a very important time frame for baby and mom, and learning to, you know, bond and just really establishing that breastfeeding relationship. I'm a little tired today because I was just at a new mom's house last night who called me, and she was just in a very bad way. She said, you know, I understand these moms who go crazy with their baby. She said, I'm almost there. And I could just tell by the tone in her voice that she was feeling completely inadequate, you know, zero confidence. Her and her husband are a great team, and bless his heart, he put up with trying to help her so much and helping the baby so much. And, you know, they did everything that they could do, and it was still a really rough transition of being home with baby. And, you know, in a tribal community, and when we live tribally, we help each other through these things. There are women present and family members present all the time, so mom can get a break so she can take a shower. And here in our country, we're just so isolated, and we just feel like we're on these islands after we get home with the baby from the hospital. And sometimes it can happen even during home birth. I just cannot speak enough to supporting a postpartum mother, and what happens in her psyche the first 40 days after having a baby will last her a lifetime.
Well, talk to me about what a midwife and or a doula, you know, that's more holistically inclined, would say to prepare somebody. And maybe even talk to me about dietary things. I often talk about chromium as being a critical, you know, it just sapped out of you by the baby that's developing for chromosomal integrity as well as, you know, blood sugar issues. And you get so hypoglycemic that it can be depressing. You just, the energy's gone. And I think there's one thing we could do. They don't need a Prozac or a Zoloft, but what other things can we think to communicate?
Well, I think, you know, obviously a good probiotic to make sure that mom's gut flora is sufficient not only during birth and for baby during pregnancy, but also afterwards, you know, is baby getting enough flora? Is, you know, mom's diet upsetting the baby through her milk? I mean, you know, tomatoes, chocolate, and several other foods, dairy sometimes can be something that's upsetting to a newborn's delicate microbiome and flora in their gut. So, you know, you have to think about all of the things that we call aggressors in breastfeeding, but there are also emotional factors that come into play. You know, mom's ability to feel like she's adequately, like equipped to take care of the baby. You know, it's very hard sometimes when mom, the baby's crying and mom doesn't know what to do and there's no family members around to help, or there are, like it's a real confidence zapper. Emotionally, it's draining because you're also not sleeping very well. Not only is your body trying to recover and heal, you imagine the size of the placenta, that's the size of the womb that you have in your uterus. Oftentimes in our country, the pressure to do too much too soon. I see moms, you know, at the grocery stores and out at the malls and walking around after they have a baby, not honoring the process of postpartum. We don't, there's not enough focus on it, you know? So to honor that process is to say no to other people coming in until your breastfeeding relationship is established. Being okay with saying no, asking visitors to please wait before they introduce, you know, their microbiome to your baby until baby's well established with the microbiome in their home with a friendly germ, that they have, you know, with mom, dad and family, dogs and pets and everyone and everything else that's going to help establish the immune system lifelong for this baby.
Now, Joni, I want to bring something else up here that I've mentioned over the years, and it's very unusual because I also want to bring up the fact that we have become, my opinion, weaker as a species here in the West because we don't work the land by and large. We, you know, have sedentary jobs pushing, you know, typing or, you know, things like that that we are not moving about. We have to actually attempt to do something unusual to exercise, like go to a gym, right? Now, this is not a critique of those who go to gyms to exercise. It's just the nature of where we are as a society right now, devoid of the natural way where we're working the land, our bodies are working all of the time. Now, my mentor in homeopathy, he spent time in the 1960s in Kinshasa, I believe it was the Belgian Congo at the time, and he talked to me about stories where they would be on a train going across Africa, and then they would stop in the middle of nowhere because there was a woman about to give birth to a baby. And one particular instance where he described that they stopped the train, this woman went into the bush, not far from the train, had the baby, and, you know, it might have been a matter of minutes, I don't know how exactly, 10, 15 minutes, the baby and the mom just walked right back onto the train and they carried on. And I'm thinking, that not many women are that strong anymore. And again, don't take it the wrong way as a critique of women in general, just as a critique of our lifestyle that we've become so devoid of the natural order of strength and vitality and diet and all of those things that would be such a rare exception to be that strong to be able to do that for a Western woman.
Well, I completely agree because we don't understand the natural process and the strength of our bodies that we do have. It's not a matter, I mean, I agree that we've been weakened through the, you know, constant exposure of chemicals, fluoride in our water, our Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Our basic needs are poisoned right now in our country, and that cannot be good with our bodies. We're seeing it in the chronic illness. But with regards to birth, we've completely done a mental flip. We've done a mental turnaround on ourselves. And not only is, I don't want to blame us in a sense, but you know, that the medical industry medicalized the idea of birth a long time ago. 1917 in medical history was the first twilight that was given, the first spinal block that was given to block a woman from the rite of passage of experiencing the hormonal exchange between her and her baby. Hmm. And there is a powerful thing that happens to a woman when she's allowed to give birth naturally, when she gives herself permission, because that's the first step. You have to give yourself permission and understand that other people don't allow you to do things, but that you can control your body and that you can learn how to give birth naturally. Of course, there are emergencies, and we know that, there are exceptions to that. If a baby presents itself, you know, in a transverse way where it's not going to come out without a C-section alive, then thank goodness we have those things available to us. Those are, you know, necessary. But so many of the C-sections and so many of the medical interventions and the mindsets in our birthing world and in the industry at large, we are completely working against ourselves to be
right,
strong and powerful.
And once again, male-dominated, we talk about, what was the king, Louis somebody, that said women should have babies on their back because he wanted to watch, had a better view?
Oh, right, right. I don't remember who exactly said that, but definitely the supine position, the laying, laboring on your back, was only designed for a medical intervention.
Yeah, for men to be able to watch it, or a king in this case. Again, this is a beat up on men today, because the two women I mentioned earlier, they're not really women, in my opinion, at this point. Check them. Check them for a uterus. I'm sorry. I'm going to go there. Joni Abbott, love you so much. Thank you for being on. Give us a great perspective on postpartum issues.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within 2 weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Wow, I want to thank Daniel, who on the Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook page commented that he'd be willing to offer to buy those doctors, female doctors, a pair of tickets to see Vaxxed. I don't think it'll be enough, Daniel. You have to buy them a pair of ovaries, too. Right? Can we say that, or am I going to get in trouble for that, Super Don?
Where would you pick up a pair of ovaries?
Well, you know when men are not being men, they say grow a pair, right?
Grow a pair, yeah.
They're being wimps or wussies. Yeah. Oh, grow a pair, right? They'll say, well, how about, why can't we do that for women if they're not being female enough? We'll buy you a pair of ovaries.
All right?
Let's talk radio. If you can't handle it, turn it off or complain. Well, call
me. 866-939 for the two ladies, right?
A four-pack, yes. Daniel, see if you can afford a four-pack of ovaries for the two doctors there that want to vaccinate all children despite the religious objection of their parents. Okay? There you go. Yes, they should see the movie Vax, and maybe they'll realize the error of their ways, and I will be happy to say, you know what, well, welcome back to humanity, ladies. I would be happy to do that. I really would. All right. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is pretty cool. You know, this is usually, it takes on children who have a terminal disease or something pretty serious and grants them a wish. You know, it's kind of a charity. Now, I don't know specifically how much of the charity goes to charity versus all the other stuff, because there's always controversy about these charitable foundations. So I'm not here to comment.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
They rank pretty high?
I think they're one of the better ones. And I don't know if you remember several years ago, they granted a wish that made huge headlines everywhere with this little kid that wanted to be Batman. You remember Bat Kid?
Vaguely. I do remember.
Oh,
we must have covered that.
Oh, it was huge, where they basically turned San Francisco into Gotham City.
Oh,
and
wow.
There were just thousands and thousands of people that were involved. So they do some really cool stuff. Some of the stories are really cool.
Yeah, and this one is interesting. A wish was granted to a six-year-old boy. And if you think about it, what does a six-year-old boy want to do more than anything? You don't necessarily think about what this six-year-old boy said, but I think this is really cool.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, yeah.
This six-year-old boy wants to be a garbage man.
Garbage man.
Now, he must be a listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we have said that in any given society, the most important member of that society is not the doctor, the lawyer, the mayor, you know, it's the garbage man. Or garbage woman, whatever.
And I have to give them his props because one day he'll grow up. You know, if he listens to this show, he'll find out what he can do so that his median life age of 40 is well, he goes well beyond that. And by the way, in Unlock the Power to Heal, I've added a chapter with Ty Bollinger on lung recovery. And that includes things like cystic fibrosis, which is what this child was diagnosed with. They say he had a genetic disorder. And they have so many lung infections, I think what kills them ultimately is the antibiotics, just like, you know, usual chemotherapy. So anyway, Ethan Dean, living his dream, coming up, he's gonna be a garbage man for a day.
Yeah. It's, this kid, he's got cystic fibrosis, and this is the reason why they're doing this for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he really is into garbage trucks. It turns out he's got a garbage truck bedspread and pillow, and he has garbage truck toys, and he had a garbage truck birthday party. Now, I mean, that's cool. I mean, you know, the kid is into something, and he has all of these things and stuff like that, but I never knew there was such a thing as, like, garbage truck bedspreads and pillows and stuff like that. I was a kid, I had, like, Superman, you know, or I had, like, when I got older, I had, like, the NFL and stuff like
that. I had NFL, too, sheets. I did. Remember that?
I had the drapes, too.
The drapes? Wow. I had, like, an NFL football helmet lamp.
Okay. All right. You got me there.
The time I was a little New Yorker, and I had a New York Giants helmet. You know, you're bringing memories. I haven't thought about that in a long time. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have the leg lamp from A Christmas Story. No, I did not have that one.
You know, you can actually still get those. I see those every once in a while advertised.
I'm sure you can. Well, Ethan, have a wonderful Garbage Man Day. And, again, thank your garbage man. Give a hug or a kiss to your garbage man because he or she is doing one of the most important jobs in any given community, just as your liver, your spleen, your kidneys, and your colon are doing every day in you. So let's say thank you to your liver as well. Love your liver. Do something good for yourself as well as Ethan. And by the way, he can nebulize silver hydrosol to eradicate infections and eliminate his reliance on antibiotics, and that's true for anybody with cystic fibrosis. It's in the book. Check it out. Unlock the Power to Heal. Next hour, Ian Clark from Activation Products. We're going to talk functional supplements. Also, I've got to rethink this raw cheese. I love raw cheese, but the FDA says something that now is going to make me reconsider raw cheese. You want to know what that is? Stand by after the news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.